That rhetoric mirrors the first Trump administration, except this time they are taking it a step further.
How so?
Well, there are reports that people are being detained at routine green card or citizenship interviews. Immigrants are afraid of engaging with the agency. Here's Eric Welsh, an immigration lawyer in California.
I mean, number one is, am I going to get arrested? And number one, in almost every type of case, regardless of their past.
There has been a string of changes. The agency has rolled out lengthier citizenship tests. It wants to allow officers to consider immigrants' legal use of public benefits like food stamps and health care as a reason to deny legal status. The agency has also dropped the cap of refugee admissions to a historic low of 7,500. And the administration told officers that they will be re-vetting and re-interviewing those who were granted refugee status under the Biden administration. Then, after an Afghan national was charged in the shooting of two National Guards members, the agency put a pause on all asylum applications, and it paused all applications or approvals for green cards or citizenship, for example, from people of 19 countries on a travel ban list.
I mean, that is a lot of drastic steps. How are people within the agency dealing with all these changes?
Across the board, employees tell me that they are honestly offended that the administration is implying that they are now enforcing immigration laws and that they weren't before. Some are quitting or taking early retirement offers. They're also feeling out of the loop. The administration terminated the union's contract, and there's been no large meetings or town halls, and that's coming from current and former employees. Workers have been asked to go back to office, but their offices were sometimes makeshift conference rooms and tables. Plus, a lot of the programs that they used to work on have been fairly inactive for most of the year. USCIS told me that it's a priority to have safety for Americans, but it didn't respond to questions about broader concerns. And the agency is promoting some new roles, homeland defenders and special agents. Mm-hmm.